Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, John, probably no serious Christian would deny his responsibility to give some kind of regular financial offering to the Lord. What is debated is how much and how often. Is there a New Testament passage that gives a clear principle for Christian giving?
Well, if you force me in the brief moment that I have to one Bible verse, I would say it's 2 Corinthians 9:6, and it's in a context about giving. And it talks about the Macedonians who gave liberally out of their poverty. And here's the principle. Sow sparingly, reap sparingly. That's the principle. That's it. You will get a return on what you invest. A farmer would understand that. You sow one bucket of seed, and you get one crop in measure from that bucket. Sow 10 buckets of seed, and you multiply your crop 10 times. And so the principle that the Apostle Paul gives to these Corinthian believers is, look, you ask the question, how much return do I want? You will not find 10% tithing as the standard of giving in the New Testament. It wasn't even the standard in the Old Testament. The Jews gave 10%, 10% again, and 10% again every third year, which made it at least 23 1/3% per year. Into the theocratic government of Israel. 10% is never a pattern for New Testament giving. Give whatever's in your heart. But know this, give and it shall be given to you. That's Luke 6. Jesus said that. So how much return do you want? How much do you want to invest with God? How much do you trust God? How much treasure do you want to lay in heaven that you'll enjoy forever? Sow sparingly, reap sparingly. Sow bountifully, reap bountifully.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more information, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.